He pitched his tent towards Sodom.
Did Lot ever figure it would go as far as what it did? I don't believe so. But he allowed the influences. When he pitched his tent towards Sodom, he allowed the influence to come in and lead his family away. Samson, get her for me, for she pleases me well. We know that passage, I believe. His relationship with Delilah. The strongest man that ever lived. Samson, that strong man. But Delilah wore him down, and he gradually started drifting away. David. Bible says he was a man after God's own heart. But in a moment of leisure on that housetop, his heart drifted in lust toward Bathsheba. Peter. I'll follow you, Lord, anywhere. Denied the Lord three times. Three times he denied the Lord. Is it a possibility for us to drift today too? Oh yes, it is. Oh yes, it is. Truth is under attack today. The opposite of these four that I gave as an illustration, the opposite of it would be Daniel. Daniel was faced with a challenge to his standing with God. And what did he do? He faced it head on. His windows were open in his chamber, and he kneeled down and prayed as he did aforetime. Daniel stood. Daniel stood for truth. I believe, as we look at these individuals, if we don't have that determination to stay true, we too can drift today and fall away. Drifting can be, slipping away can be possible in any Christian life. I don't believe we premeditate to fall away. But as Satan puts stumbling blocks in our way, when we're not as close to God as we ought to be, we trip up and we slip. The second part of the message. What are some reasons for slipping? What are some reasons for slipping? I believe the writer here in Hebrews gave us some cause for slipping. That cause is found in verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Neglect. Neglect of what? Neglect of our spiritual life. Neglect to feed on the Word. Neglect to walk with God. Question is, what demands your attention? Neglect is inattention to something. To refuse to pay attention to it. Not intentionally. But it gets crowded out. I don't know if you have anything like that at your place or not. Whether there's ever a list of things that just never seem to get done. I think that's pretty common to have happen. They just get neglected. Someone that neglects to do the maintenance on their vehicles oftentimes will pay for it later. but something else crowded in and took priority over that maintenance on your vehicle or whatever it is.
Is there a chance that something else is taking your time today?
In your relationship with God? Neglect is so easy to have happen. Our relationship with God. We live in busy schedules here in America. There is so much to do. But my question is, what am I neglecting? What's the most worst thing that we can have that we could neglect? That's slipping in our spiritual life. It is. You may neglect something in life and miss being a millionaire or whatever you want to put there. You may miss something and you neglect it and you lose a lot of money. Money won't get you to heaven. You may neglect a relationship about you. And the relationship drifts apart. You're not as close friends as you once were. Friends are good. Friends help you. But that's not the most important. The most important thing we can have is spiritual life within us. One that is growing and flourishing. Let us not neglect that. It takes spiritual discipline. It takes a studying in God's Word. It takes prayer. Which all take time. The third part of the message. What are the results of drifting in our spiritual life? What are the results of slipping, What are the results of slipping in our spiritual life? Verse 2. For the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. There is a punishment coming, brothers and sisters. If you slip in your spiritual life, there will be a punishment coming. And it's a tragic result. There's going to be a recompense of reward. In the Old Testament time, when the children of Israel... And I pondered on that. I've been reading through that in my devotional life. And I watched the children of Israel as they go through a time of drawing close to God. And then they turn to idols again. And I ponder that. What's my spiritual life today? Am I slipping away from God? Think of the tragedies that we've heard about. If that was you, and God snuffed your life out, would you be ready? The importance of keeping from slipping. Because the result of drifting is, a result of slipping is that we are going to eventually stand before God. Whether we're at a young age when God calls us or whether we're older.
And there's going to be punishment meted out. Or there's going to be a blessing of heaven.
Word spoken by the angels was steadfast. God's word. And we talked about the last Sunday about God's word and the authority of Scripture. But God's word is binding. It is truth.
God's not going to let anything slip past. You can't hide anything from God.
God knows where you're at in your spiritual life. God will judge according to where you're at in your spiritual life and the direction you are going. So how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? We have so much to be thankful for today. We must stand true. The result of slipping is that someday we will stand before God and we will be judged. Let us be ready for that. The fourth point. I'd like to take some time and think about some remedies for drifting and for slipping. What is the remedy that we can have for slipping today? Well, this verse says, "Give heed to what thou hast heard." Give heed to what you've heard. Look at where you are in life. Look at where you are in life. Compare it to that initial experience when you knelt at the cross. Has it gotten better? Has it gotten deeper in Christ? Does your conscience ever prick you? Brothers and sisters, that still small voice, that conscience that God has placed in you, is there for a reason, and it's to help keep you on the straight and narrow. When we fail to give heed to what we've heard, to what we know, we start to dull that conscience. We no longer are open with our brotherhood. We're no longer open in our life. You cannot sin and prosper. You cannot sin and prosper. If your conscience pricks you on something, don't ignore it. Don't ignore it. A remedy to keep you from slipping is to live according to what God brings to your life. It is a warning to you. If there's something in your life that you're just not sure if it's taken care of, go take care of it. Don't ignore it. Maybe your conscience is bringing it back because you're not living as close to God as you ought to. Give heed to what we have heard. Stay close to God and His Scripture and His truth. Stay close to God and be open to Him. The second one I have underneath the remedy for drifting. Take seriously your relationship with Jesus Christ. Take seriously this relationship that we have with Jesus Christ.
The writer here is saying, the writer of Hebrews, as Paul was writing to them, he said, give the more earnest heed to the things that we've heard. Heed what you're hearing. And maybe that can tie back into your conscience. As your conscience is talking to us, heed it. But also as you read the scripture, heed it. Just hearing and receiving Christ is not all. It's not a once and done thing. It's not that I gave my heart to the Lord, now I can go live as I want to. Or it don't all apply to me, what you read in the scriptures. But no, living for Christ is a daily experience. Make it a daily experience. It'll keep you from slipping. The third one I have under the remedy for drifting, and I touched a little bit on this the one before, maybe. Surround yourself with friends that'll be a challenge to you. Surround yourself with friends that'll be a challenge to your spiritual life. There'll be ones that'll tap you on the shoulder when you do something. Ones that'll be free and feel free to hold you accountable. Very important. I trust we have that in the brotherhood. I trust we have friends in the brotherhood that are they feel free to come and to challenge us on our spiritual life and where we are in our walk with God. These end times, we need each other. We need each other. What remedy for drifting? Take heed what you've heard. Keep your conscience clean. I have as a in the bottom of that the point of the remedy for drifting. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. You might wonder where I'm going with that. Maybe I shouldn't have brought it in here, but I was listening to another brother, a message that he was sharing. And he was talking about how something in my life, a little sin in my life, can affect the brotherhood. And I brought that in here because as I ponder this, in our life, as we think about dangerous footing and where we're standing, don't think that it's only affecting you. Don't think that you're the only one that's being affected by it. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Is what I am doing. If I slip in one little area, think of who all can be affected by it. It's serious. A remedy for slipping? Oh yeah. We need it for ourselves most of all, but our brothers and sisters need you to be strong. Thankful that God has forgiven us for when we slip, when we fall. And I thank the brotherhood here in the forgiveness that you've extended to me. But let's not let a daily life, let's not slip a little bit in our footing, in our walk with God. So as we ponder these
thoughts this morning. Is there any warnings that came in your life? Look back over your life. Is my conscience clean? Am I standing pure? Am I open to the brotherhood? Or is there a little area that I'm trying to hold for myself? You give Satan a little foothold in your life, and he'll take it and run with it. Let us not fall, let us not slip in this our day, today. Dangerous footing, that's America today. But where are you standing? We can be rooted and solid in Jesus Christ. We don't need to slip to the things about us and to the cares of this world. Let us kneel for prayer.